This is America Weekend, and I'm Mike Bennett. We'll be joined by animal activist Anne-Marie Lucas in a moment, but first, millennials are apparently confused when it comes to privacy. A survey found that 44% of millennials trust that businesses are keeping their personal information private all or most of the time, more than any other generation. But a poll in March found that millennials are the least trusting generation, with only 19% saying, generally speaking, most people can be trusted. Meanwhile, a new poll by Fusion found roughly three-quarters of people aged 18 to 34 are unable to name their home state's senator. Among people aged 18 and 24, only 18% were capable of naming a senator from their home state. There are two, by the way, from each state. Further, only 16% of Latino and 10% of African-American millennials were able to name a senator from their home state. Pedialyte is aimed at small children, but their target market is changing. Pedialyte use has exploded by 60% among grown-ups. Today, adults make up a third of Pedialyte drinkers because most people believe it's a great hangover cure. With a whole new market, the company is pitching a See the Light marketing campaign that will put it up against Gatorade. The company will hit 144 sports games and music festivals with samples this year. Anne-Marie Lucas is a regular contributor. She's our animal advocate, the former star of Animal Precinct on Animal Planet for so many years. Anne-Marie, good morning.
Hi, Mike. Great to be here.
Lovely to have you back. And I was recently at a fundraiser for the Guiding Eyes for the Blind, which is located in Westchester, but has service dogs all over the country and around the world for the sight impaired. And you've done a little research into that organization, huh?
I have. You know, they're an organization that I had always heard of over the years, but I never really checked into what they're all about and how they do what they do to provide service dogs for the visually impaired. They are really an incredibly well-oiled machine of an organization. I've got to tell you, I researched how they raise their puppies. They actually breed specifically for this purpose. These are puppies with a purpose. And so they breed their own dogs, and usually they use Labrador Retrievers, Golden Retrievers, or German Shepherds. Those are the three breeds that they tend to use because of their temperament, and they're able to handle the job. Now, this is a very important job that these dogs perform because they can open up a whole new world for the visually impaired. They give them a sense of independence and accessibility to the world that they never had before.
Well, the thing is that they have a lot of steps in the program from, you know, breeding the puppies to people taking them into their homes at an early part of their life and then people that actually train them later on when they mature enough to be trained. So it's quite an involved process from what I understand.
Oh, absolutely. They have a breeding facility over in Paterson, New York, where they breed their dogs. The puppies are evaluated at a very early age from the time they're, you know, very, very young. And they're placed into volunteer foster homes where you can actually raise a puppy. You can also take in a pregnant dog and let her give birth in your home. There's many different ways to volunteer for this organization that involves raising puppies, socializing puppies. You can be a volunteer where you actually bring the dog into your home for just a few days at a time so the puppy learns how to interact with family and see new things and experience new sights and sounds. And at 16 months of age is when they determine whether the puppy is able to go on and become a guide dog. And let me tell you something, it's a lot of tests to pass. They have to be pretty much the perfect puppy. They need the correct temperament. They need to be enthusiastic. They need self-confidence. They need to be able to work with a special harness that you see. They need to adapt to new situations. So these dogs are the cream of the crop. And not to say all dogs aren't, but these dogs are specifically for this purpose. Also, if you don't qualify, if the puppy does not qualify as a guide dog, they can go on and work as in another service area for autistic children and teens, which is also a very worthwhile need for service dogs to help children and teenagers with autism open up their world and be able to communicate with people through animals.
Now, you're involved with an organization that does just that. Tell us about that.
So my friend from high school contacted me about a year ago, and he has a Facebook page. It's a very small organization in Connecticut, and it's called Hope Makes a Future. They have a Facebook page, and they have an autistic child, and he asked me to come on and be their pet expert. And when they have a pet issue or they hear a story about an amazing pet that that has helped an autistic child or teenager, that I would weigh in. So recently there was this story, an amazing story, about a boy named Joey, an autistic teenager, and the dog Roxy that his mom let him adopt from an LA shelter. So he had been asking for a dog for many, many years, and his mom finally broke down. They went to an event sponsored by Best Friends out in LA, and they found the love of their lives, a pit bull terrier named Roxy. She's a blue nose pit. She's like a steel blue gray color. Gorgeous dog. Well, this dog has become Joey's gateway to a new life. His mom actually said that after Roxy came into their home, her son actually hugged and kissed her for the first time. How amazing is that? Just a wonderful, wonderful show that dogs are amazing and they can unleash all sorts of wonderful things within human beings. That human-animal bond is nothing short of a miracle. And for this one boy, Joey, it changed his world completely. So it's Hope Makes a Future, a wonderful story. You can check out the story. It's also on the goodnewsnetwork.org. The story is listed as well. So check out Joey and Roxy.
Talk about breeding dogs specifically to help the sight impaired or autistic children. Does it help that they come from a line of succession, that the previous dogs were service dogs? Is there any inherent ability or nature or personality that is ingrained in them because they are sons and daughters of the previous dogs?
Yeah, absolutely. They're breeding for certain temperament. So years and years and generations of breeding certain dogs really sets them up specifically for this purpose. Like any breeder, there are certain qualities in each dog, certain types of dogs that you look for. And the labs, the retrievers, and the German Shepherds are all very loyal, very service-oriented dogs. They're great for this purpose. And this organization, Guiding Eyes for the Blind, really has it down where they understand what their clients need. You know, these dogs have to be bomb-proof, basically. They need to be able to adapt to any sort of situation. I mean, if you have a dog that you're unsure of, where they're breeding, where they come from, what their experiences, their past experiences have been, it's really important to have a dog that you know, and you know who the parents are, you know who the grandparents are, and you have an understanding of that dog and the breed of dog and their line of succession. So I think it is very important, but not to say that dogs like pit bull terriers and mutts from a shelter can't be great therapy dogs. There are other types of dogs out there for emotional support that people need. I know soldiers returning from war, PTSD, they are using therapy dogs for this sort of comfort, to bring comfort. I mean, dogs bring us such joy and comfort. Why not have a dog to help someone in need with an emotional issue as well?
The Today Show is doing a lot to highlight this because I met the dog that they're kind of mentioning and adopting as their dog from Guiding Eyes at this event I was at just a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, Wrangler is a puppy who has a handler. He's in a home with a handler, but he goes every day to the Today Show, and they're socializing him. Now, Wrangler's getting a great education. He's learning to adapt to all sorts of sounds and sights, and he's meeting hundreds of people every day. They have him all over the place. So it's really, really a detailed and intricate process. But this dog, Wrangler, whoever is lucky enough to adopt him into their lives, and when he ends up, hopefully he passes and ends up as a guide dog, that person is going to have a wonderful companion for the rest of their lives.
And it's funny, if dogs could talk, right? The stories that Wrangler could tell.
Oh, absolutely. There's lots of fun going on behind those scenes, I bet.
Yeah. All right, and your tip is don't fake it. If you don't really have a service dog, don't try to pass your puppy off as a service dog, right?
Yeah, you know, we've all thought about it. We want to bring our dogs everywhere with us, to restaurants and shopping, but what happens when you buy one of those fake vests and put it, you know, as a service dog? Oh, my dog is a service dog, and you pretend that your dog is a service dog so you can get into wherever you want to go. That really ruins it for the true service dogs out there who really do have a purpose and are so important to the people who have them. So keep your dog at home if they're not allowed in a certain area. If you want to change those laws regarding where dogs can go, then certainly petition your local lawmakers and make it more accessible for dogs to be brought into public places. So this way, it's legitimate, and you're not faking it, and you don't ruin it for the legitimate service dogs and the people who need them out there.
And how can you tell if it's a legitimate service dog or not?
Well, I mean, that's a good question. There's these amazing fake vests out there that people buy. But, you know, restaurants can ask questions. There's a list of questions that they can ask. And you know when someone's just, you know, doing it for because they want to be with their dog. A therapy dog does not qualify as a service dog. A service dog has to go through the certain training, and they're accredited by the certain agency where they've been trained. Therapy dogs can go into hospitals and nursing homes and schools and bring comfort to people who need it, but they're not accredited. So they can be turned away is what I'm saying. You can't turn away a service dog under the American Disabilities Act, but you can turn away a therapy dog. That's up to the establishment to allow a therapy dog to come in, or an emotional support type of dog. So if you're a therapy dog, that's wonderful, but a service dog is on a much different level.
Anne-Marie, as always, you enlighten us every week, and we appreciate your animal advocacy here on America Weekend.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Mike. Thank you so much.
And with Anne-Marie Lucas, our animal advocate, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.